Blog Talk Radio.
This the place to come where we all can address the issue. Debating different topics, be friends and family with you. You can say what you want, speak whatever you feel. When Lizzy May is paying the building,
it's what?
It's real.
Talk Radio.
What's poppin', y'all? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. It is Wednesday night. Lizzy, where you at? Lizzy?
Yo.
What's poppin', Lizzy?
Nothing at all.
How was your day?
It was kind of busy, actually. Running around, doing this, doing that. Because, you know, today's my last day off until next Thursday.
Damn.
So. So I'm trying to get everything done. Because I know I ain't going to get nothing done for the rest of the week.
Yeah. That's the only thing about the type of job that you got is, like, I hate jobs that have rotating schedules and it never, like, it doesn't stay consistent. That's the worst, man. Like, I hate that. Like, that's so inconvenient. You know, especially if you got a lot going on outside of work and you be trying to schedule stuff and it's like, well, let me check my schedule next week. And it's like, got to wait, and, you know, I hate that, man. Like, shout out to all the people that got 9-to-5s, like, literally 9-to-5s, like, go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, 9-to-5, 8-to-4, every day, you know, Monday through Friday, like, y'all got it good. Weekends off, you know what your schedule going to be every week, so you know how to plan around your schedule. Like, that's the American dream right there. You know, making good money, working a 9-to-5, weekends off. I tell you what's even better. Working 4 days, right, 10-hour shifts, that's even better, you know. Like, I'd rather work 4 10-hour shifts than 5 8-hour shifts. Shoot, give me that third day off. Give me Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays off, and let me come in like 12 to 10. You know, that is a long day though, 10 hours. But, I mean, shoot, if you go in the morning, like, what's that, 9-to-7. Like, if you work 9-to-7 Monday through Thursday, I would like that. You know what I mean? Except I ain't really a morning person. I actually rather do like a 10 to 8, you know, type of deal, or a 12 to 10. You know what I mean? Like 12 to 10, 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday, that would be perfect. You know what I mean? Like, I used to work overnight. I like the overnight hours, to be honest. That's really the best.
I think every man
that's
does.
That's the best, man. Give me that 10 to 8, man. 10 p.m., and I get off 8 in the morning. I'm gravy. What? Because, see, look. Now, let's say you, now with 3 days, it's going to feel like more because, bam, you work Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you off, you get to watch football, all of that. You know, Monday come, you ain't got to be to work all the way till 10. So even when Monday come, you got the whole day to BS. You know what I mean? You wasn't going to do nothing but probably be sleeping at night anyway. You're working. That's the same hours that you would sleep. So that's like, that's, yo, that's the best schedule ever, yo. That graveyard, man. That graveyard is where it's at. Like, the overnight, that's where it's popping, man. Like, that is, as far as, like, having to work and have a boss and having to work in a corporation, you know what I mean, work for somebody, that would be the it factor for me. Like, hey, give me that overnight schedule. You know, that's where it's at right there. And see, you can't be like one of those whiny little, oh, I'm so tired, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, you can't be one of them types. That overnight's for soldiers, man. Overnight's for soldiers. You can't be one of those whiny, moody, I need my sleep type people. You got to be able to just handle it. You know what I mean? You got to be a G about it. See, you're not cut out for that, Nizzy. You're too whiny.
You're too whiny
to handle an overnight job.
You trying to say something, though.
I'm thinking about people in general. But I'm just thinking, like, yo, I don't think you would be able to handle an overnight job because you, like, too whiny. It's not really for whiny type people. It's for, like, G's. You know what I mean?
So I'm not a G, then.
definitely not.
Because you know, I am.
So you whine about every, like, yo, you are a whiny person, yo. I don't know if anybody ever told you that. It's not that you whine over every little thing, but you whine, you don't whine over every little thing, but you whine over things that ain't that serious.
Well, it's not serious to you, but it's serious to me. So
stick to what you do, man, because it's not cut out for you, man.
I already know that. Why I never picked a job like that, because I would never.
But they pay more, though. Like, you'll probably earn more. Like, the people at overnight crews always get paid more than daytime.
Well, yeah. I mean, but look what they got to go through.
When I was working overnight, we was making $2 more an hour than daytime. $2 more. And we was getting paid every week. Shit, I was living with moms, too. Man, I was living. I had
the
whip and everything.
But the thing about that kind of job is they always do a lot of layoffs. Like, they do that.
That's true. Depending on, like, because once you become permanent, you're good. But when you come in, a lot of those jobs, like, be seasonal. Like, around about, like, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, the holiday, that rush that they get, they hire a lot of people. But what they do is they only hold on to the people that they felt as though were good workers. Like, they kept me, but I just ain't the type of person that can just deal with having a boss and all that stuff and having to answer. I'm too, like, independent, so I ended up quitting. You know what I mean? I ended up quitting for real, but... They hired me to be full time. Like, I made it, you know what I mean? So I was a good worker. Like, I'm always on time. Like, I'm not the type of person. I hate being late for anything. I don't care if it's work or a meeting or whatever. You know what I mean? So I think my attendance level alone, like, gets me in the door. Like, I've never been fired from a job before. I never been fired from a job before. I always quit. But I never resigned, Nizzy. I always quit. That's not cool, man. Like, I quit all of my jobs, so they would never look good on my resume. I was like, I ain't going back. And that's just it. Just don't go no more. One job, I actually went there and told them, like, I got a situation. I can't work here no more. But they wasn't trying to hear that because I was new. I was only there for like a month or two. And I ain't put in a 2-week notice. And I'm going to make sure I teach my little ones not to do it that way. Make sure if you ain't filling the job, put your 2 weeks in. Like, don't just quit. You know what I mean? I quit every job I had. That's crazy. Yeah, like, how do I even, I'd almost be a hypocrite, you know, trying to tell somebody else about not quitting and, you know what I mean, doing it the right way. But on another note, it's like, I'm also coming from a perspective where I've been there, done that, and it's not the right way. You know what I mean? Like, same thing with high school dropout, you know what I mean, ended up going back to get my diploma. Not cool neither. Like, I've been like a quitter throughout my life, man, you know, but I'm totally changed now. Now I'm on my grown man. Like, I don't even, you know what I mean? Now, I don't just quit no more. Like, if I ain't feeling it and I don't want to do it, I'll do it the right way. I'll leave the right way. I don't just, you don't see my face no more. You know what I mean? So I definitely learned from that. So anybody that's listening, man, if, you know, you're going through, if you have a similar situation, you think about just, screw it. Like, nah, don't do it that way, man. Like, do it the right way, man. Whether it's school, college, your relationship, whatever, like, you know what I mean? Do it the right way. You know, put forth that effort. Give that 2-week notice. You know what I mean? Do it the right way. So, you know what I mean? It'll just rub off. You know, it'll like bring good karma, you know. It'll bring good karma your way. It's like your decisions always, like our decisions just affect other people in different ways. Like I quit one job, I was like, dang, well, they probably had the other workers that I was cool with, co-workers, having to work more hours until they find somebody new. You know what I mean? So that's screwing other people over. That one decision that I made is not just affecting, like, the higher ups. It's affecting people that I actually was cool with in the company and all that. Because, you know what I mean? So, like, it's like you got to be mindful of that. Like, you know, like, your decisions affect more than just one person. You know what I mean? If you got that relationship, you might want to try to work it out because that can affect your kids. Like, it ain't just about you. You know what I mean? So, like, your decisions always affect other people. So, think about it before you, you know what I mean, try to go about it the right way. I would, you know, definitely pass that knowledge to anybody, you know what I mean, that's in a similar situation. That's not cool, man. Now, do it the right way. We can all, it's like life is so tough. Who can afford to have, like, bad luck right now? None of us, nobody, not even, like, rich people can't afford it right now. Like, you know what I mean? We could all use that good karma, so got to do things the right way. Do it by the book. You know what I mean? Nizzy, like, you ever, I already know the answer to it, but you ever quit a job, you ever walked out on a situation and just screw it without putting forth effort to fix the situation?
No.
Yeah, that's not even like, I already knew the answer to that. That's not even like in your character for real.
but that is my sign. I'm Aquarius, and we don't give up. We don't give up until enough is enough, and usually it is where we're about to spaz out. And even then, we may not even spaz out. Like, I don't like to give up on something, especially something that I feel so positive about. So I wouldn't do it. I mean, I have quit a job, but I didn't, you know, get up and just leave.
You put in your 2 weeks?
Yeah.
See, I never did that, y'all. I ain't gonna lie, like, I never felt bad about it till years later when I got older and I thought about it, like, damn, that's, like, crazy. Like, why did I do that? You know what I mean? And I'm thinking, like, damn, like, none of these jobs look good on my resume no more. Like, they won't look good on my, I don't care about my attendance or nothing. I quit. That's it. Like, who wants to hire a quitter? Like, wow. Like,
exactly.
That's crazy.
And you screw everybody else, but you, just like you said, you screw everybody else. You just walking out. I know how it feels. Been in that situation many times, where people will just quit, you know, or give you like a week notice. Who the hell can find somebody in a week?
Well, no, a week is still something. You're supposed to give 2 weeks. But heck, most people that are quitting is like really common. Like, a lot of people quit that the way I did. Like, just walk this. Like, I never walked out, but I just like didn't come back. A lot of people quit that same way. But even though it's not cool, like, a lot of people do it. So you gotta actually, these days, you gotta actually give credit to someone that even gave 1 week notice. You know what I mean? But yeah, don't quit. Give your 2 week notice. I don't care how bad you hate the job. If you was at that job for 5 years, it's going to be 5 years for nothing if you quit. You got to put the 2 week notice in and leave, try to leave on a high note. You know, just give a little some fake smile, wave, like just the last couple of weeks you're there, once you put your 2 weeks in, just play it off. Like, don't go out being a dick, because if you piss off the right person, a higher up, a supervisor, manager, or something, and, you know, another company is going to contact that company to see what type of worker you were, and they put in a bad word for you, you know what I mean? It's just not worth it, man. It's definitely not worth it, man. So that's my advice for the day, man. That's my advice for the day. Like, you know, just do it the right way. Your decisions affect other people. So whatever, whether it's a relationship, a job, a marriage, a friendship, whatever, like, put forth effort and do things the right way. You know what I mean? And it'll rub off on you. It'll bring some good karma your way for sure. Now, with that said, we have a show tonight. I know we was kind of rambling a little bit, just chopping it up, just having, a little discussion. But we actually have an actual topic tonight, and that is, why are so many doms, we call them doms down here in Maryland, but, dominant lesbians. Why are so many dominant lesbians getting pregnant? This is definitely a different type of topic, a different approach. I'm pretty sure we talked about, we had so many shows, I just don't even really be remembering everything we talked about in every show, but I'm pretty sure it came up before, and we was like, we're going to do a show about it one day. It's just something that just become common, at least here, at least in the DMV, like, at least here. I don't know about everywhere, but I'm pretty sure if it's becoming common here, it's probably becoming common all across the country. I just find it interesting. You know, and one thing about us is, like, we like to try different things, like touch on different things. Like, you know, we take pride in just using different approaches. You know, like, we don't label our show under one category, sports or music or relationships. Like, no, we're going to touch on a little bit of everything. You know what I mean? And tonight we want to talk about doms getting pregnant, you know, because it's different, because it's like, you know, as far as a dom, from my perspective, right, like, I've known, like, you know, if you live in a city, then you see a lot, you know, you see a lot of everything, like, you know what I mean? Like, you live in if where you live has hundreds of thousands of people or millions, like, you're going to see, you're exposed to everything. You know what I mean? So, when I live, I'm a city boy. So, I see it all. And I've met my fair share of dominant lesbians throughout my life. And, you know, it's just, I mean, to see a dom pregnant is almost like seeing a guy pregnant. You know what I mean? Because it's like, doms. The whole thing about the term dom is you dominate, you're prideful, you know, if you're urban, you wear your pants the same way the guys wear their pants, you know, and I know it's different levels to doms. Like, it goes deep. It's different levels to doms. But, you know, because some of them are like, even though they're the dominant one, they don't necessarily talk and act like a guy, but they're still the dominant one, but they still, like, might, you know, dress with, like, baggy clothes because they don't want people looking at their body. Like, they don't want to feel sexy. They want to feel, it's crazy. You know what I mean? Because it's so much to it. It's different levels. It really is. You know what I mean? You got the ones that are straight. I'm a dude. I ain't no chick. I'm a dude. What you talking about? Don't say her, say he. You know, you got the ones that's that far into it. You got the ones that don't want to be referred to as a guy or nothing, but they hang out with the guys, and they don't want to be looked at as in any type of way sexy or nothing. They cover up at all times. You know what I mean? You got ones that talk feminine. If you hear her on the phone, you're like, damn, she sounds sexy. And you see her like, huh? you know, baggy pants, you know what I mean, not showing off no assets, you know, but still sound girly and act kind of girl. It's different levels to it, you know what I mean? The doms I'm mainly speaking on are the ones that are, like, fully, like, just don't have any feminines left in them. You know, besides the fact that they might still sound like a female as far as their voice, but as far as, like, their mannerisms, like, their swagger, you know what I mean? The way they talk to you, all of that is, like, aggressive, like, dominant, you know what I mean? Like, they are really trying, it's just like, you know, a homosexual that's, like, all the way homosexual is, like, really act like a girl, you know what I mean? To see that type of lesbian, a dominant lesbian pregnant, is I ain't gonna lie, it makes me scratch my head, you know what I mean? Because it's just like everything you stand for is not to be feminine, you know, not to be looked at that way, not to be sexy or nothing, but like you want to be one of the guys. You hang out with guys, you chop it up with guys. I didn't hear Dom say suck my, you know what, you know what I mean? You know, well, it's fake, yeah, but you can still suck it, though. You know, like, you know, and they have, no, like, they talk about their words more than the guys, some of them do. Like, they take a lot of pride in, like, yo, I'm not feminine, ain't nobody penetrating me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. To see that type of person pregnant, I'm talking about also ones that's, like, go as far as, like, their bot, the way they walk down the street and all that is, like, is like, you know, straight like a dude. Like, you have to ask yourself, is that a dude or a chick? I can't even tell. Like, you know, like, to see those type of people pregnant is, like, wow, because it makes you wonder, like, what's happening, you know? Obviously, you know, of course, they want to have a baby, too. They want to have a family, too. Right. But you're dumb, so you mess with femmes. So let's establish a difference. A femme is a regular female, only she likes other females. But most femmes like doms. Now,
that's true.
Two feminine females together. You know, most guys will agree that that's cool. I don't see nothing wrong with it. Just make sure you share. You know what I mean? Like, you know, throw a fella up in the mix, too. So, you know, like the... Ain't no fun if the homies can't get none, you know? But,
God.
That's cool, you know what I mean? But most doms, well, doms in general, like, they femmes, you know what I mean? And so, I mean, to just see a dominant female, man, just pregnant, like, 8 months pregnant, 7, 8 months pregnant, nah, my big stomach and all of that stuff is like going through moves, swings, and all. Everything about that is feminine. Everything about that is feminine. And it just makes you, it's almost like it's living, it's like almost makes you like a walking contradiction. In my opinion, it makes you like a walking contradiction because, like, it's nothing about being pregnant is dominant. There's nothing manly about that. But it's like you spend your whole life kind of trying to be like a man, but being pregnant is the ultimate feminine girly thing. Like, it doesn't get any more pregnant. It doesn't get any more girly than being pregnant. And just mood swings and cravings and all of that. But you're supposed to be a dom. You're supposed to be slick. You're supposed to have more handles than a dude. You know, you're supposed to have game. You know, I mean, you're supposed to have game like Michael Jordan in his prime. Like, you know, you suppose that's all the stuff you stand for. But you're sitting here walking around with a big belly, and you're pregnant, and you're knocked up. That means you let a nigga skeet in you. You let a dude bust a nut inside you. You allowed yourself to be penetrated. You know what I mean? That's supposed to be the ultimate. Like, I hear Dom's talking about it. Like, yo, no homo, but that dude do look good. They gotta say, they say no homo. Like a dude can't say a dude look good, no homo, not. You can't say that at all. But the fact that they saying no homo, like, yo, you still a female, like you. But mentally, something is different up there. You know what I mean? So something is just different up there. I think a lot of doms and a lot of lesbians been through some type of trauma, some type of dramatic experience that led to them being that way. I don't think it's always that way. Some just, you know, from day one, they just always felt like they never felt the connection with a man or with feminists, you know. But for the most part, I think it usually comes from, like, trauma, you know, molestation, rape, you know, being teased and mistreated and not considered sexy and that type of stuff, you know, not being one of the cute ones, not being accepted, not being approved of, not being popular. I think a lot of that stuff plays a role. Like, it's like psychological. It's not the only way, but I do think that a lot of times it's psychological. You know what I mean, Izzy? And I think that can play a big role in it, you know.
It's possible, but a lot of them, they're like some men that are transgendered, and there's only been a very few, but a lot of them, they actually do want to be a man, but a lot of them, I think I've only seen like one case where the female actually, you know, she got the male part. She got the little pecker. There was only one case and I watched it. It was
a pecker. Don't call it a pecker. Call it anything. Just say wood or something. The pecker, like, really? I mean, pecker, what a dude got to be, like, 2 inches? Like, come on, a pecker? I'd be insulted if somebody called my stuff a pecker. You know what I mean?
But
that's an insult, yo.
I'm
not allowed to hear it, Izzy. Find a different term, yo.
That was just right there. That was the only thing I could really think of that was, you know, not so drastic, you know. Or maybe I should have said penis.
Yeah,
maybe that
you can say, I don't know if you say that. Just say that. Just say penis. Like, don't say pecker, y'all. A pecker, y'all. You know how little a pecker is?
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. But she did. Like, they took skin from somewhere and, yeah. So she had a penis. But that was the only case I really seen where a female actually, like, went completely there. It's very rare because it's hard to do. And it's very expensive.
What the heck would they use to give them that, though? Like, maybe. I heard about it before. I don't know. We need to get a plastic surgeon on the show, Nizzy.
I know.
We need to get, like, a surgeon
on
the show. Like, somebody that's, you know, that does, that you know what I mean, is in the medical field and, you know,
I mean,
ask some questions from a medical perspective.
And, like, I think there was a man that got pregnant, too.
No, that's impossible. What happened was, that was on my Dr. Phil, one of them shows. Well, hold on, what happened? That was like years ago. It was really a woman that got a sex change and got man parts, took hormones or whatever, and looked just like a man and had some manly features, but it was a woman, so I still had eggs or whatever, and, you know, got pregnant.
Oh, so it... So it was a woman that transgendered. Like she.
Yeah, she crossed over, became a man.
But she still had her womanly part.
Yeah, it's impossible for a man to have a baby, and from my knowledge, you know, they haven't yet had a breakthrough on how to make ovaries, you know, how to make the egg, you know, be able to work inside a male body for a male to be able to carry a baby. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, the men are not genetically designed for that. So, the way this world is, I mean, this is, it wouldn't surprise me if one day they figure out a way, but I'm just not looking forward to that day, man. I mean, it's an Easter egg. Oh, if you want to be happy and all that stuff, but that's just too over the top for me, man. I mean, the day that men can start having babies, man, this world is just too screwed up at that point, man. It's just time to go to Mars or something, start a new civilization. We gotta spread out. You know what I mean? It's just gonna be too chaotic at that point. You know, I'm not looking forward to the day that men are able to have babies. I'm sorry, like, I'm not. You know,
people are gonna be protesting. I'm telling you.
So, you know, people will always have their opinion. It's a right to freedom of speech, and, you know, people, it's a free country, do what you want. You know what I mean? Hey, I'm out of my business. I speak my mind on the show, because that's what we're here to do. But I'm out of my business. You'll never see me walking around holding a sign, protesting something somebody else doing. Like, nah, I stay to myself. Like, I don't be up in other people's business. When I'm on the show, I'm here to talk, and I'm not here to bore people to death. I'm here to give my opinion, you know. But other than that, nah, like, hey, man, do what you do. You know what I mean? I've never, like, walked up to somebody and said, hey, man, well, why you doing this or why you doing that? That's disgusting. Or, nah, that's the problem with the world right now, man. Like, you know, we too worried about others. It's okay to speak on it and share your opinion, but it's you know, some things are just over the top. You know, trying to attack somebody, like, you know, physically, you know what I mean? Or even assassinate somebody verbally, you know, trying to, like, you know, like, just really being out for somebody, like, to take them down based on their own belief. It's just not that serious, man. Like, let that person do what they do. Share your opinion, but it's never that serious to go all out on somebody just based on a belief. Unless it, you know, is threatening to you or your loved ones. You know what I mean? Like, right. If you're a pedophile, that's different. Especially if you're a pedophile that lives in the area. It's like, all right, you're a threat to me now. You know, you're a threat to my kids. Like, that's different, but... You know what I mean? Other than something that extreme, it's like, man, let people do them. I speak my opinion. That's what I'm here to do. But I never, like, go up to somebody and violate them, disrespect them. You know, we had a transgender on the show before. And I actually learned to not call transgender and transsexual is not the same. And it is offensive to call someone who went through the transition a transsexual, because it's like transgender mean they really got the operation. You know, we learned that from having a transgender. Now, this is the part I'm still confused. Like, this is the part I'm still confused about. So, if it's a guy that converted to a woman as a transgender male or transgender woman, I don't know. And then it was a woman that converted to a man. That's a transgender male or woman. Like, I just say transgender because I don't know how the terminology fully works. You know, I know people that got converted from a man to a woman want to be considered a woman. And I guess people that got converted from a woman to a man want to be considered a man. So I guess it would be transgender woman for somebody that was a man that became a woman and vice versa. I don't freaking know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it was interesting. I learned some things from the show, from having that person on the show. You know what I mean? I look forward to having more shows like that, bringing guests on from different backgrounds and different lifestyles and hearing from themselves, like, what it's like to live that life. You know what I mean? So, you know, but I just... Man, have you ever seen a pregnant dom, Nizzy? Have you ever seen that with your own eyes?
No.
Somebody that you knew before they was pregnant, and they was straight out with the fellas playing basketball, you know, like just being one of the guys. I mean, you had to look twice because you thought it was a guy until somebody told you that's a girl.
No.
You never had a situation where you like you ain't know you don't know any doms basically.
I mean, I went to school with them, but and one chick, like she changed her whole name, like people call her a different name and everything. I didn't even know who the hell they were talking about at first. I mean, she walked and talked with a guy, straight up. I mean, she made all the girls all of a sudden be bisexual. I don't know what it was, but I mean, she had to see. When I first seen her, I thought she was a guy. I really did. I was like, oh, who's that cute guy? You mean girl? I'm like, what? No, it was a girl. I mean, she had like. She wore something tight, so, like, her breast, she barely had any to begin with anyways. She had, like, little mosquito bites, but...
Some mosquito bites? Damn. You stupid, y'all.
But she did something where she would tape it down so you wouldn't notice it at all. And she did all that. I think one day she had came in with her strap on, and she wore that around at that age. And then there's another chick. There was another chick, and she was the same way. I mean, you wouldn't. I mean, but she was more like she knew she was a girl. Like I don't know. It was like she wasn't trying to be a guy. She played a lot of sports and. All that, but she was not trying to be a guy per se. Like world doms, they think they are men.
Yeah, I had one try to fight me before. Like, walked up to me and everything. I was like, if you touch me, I'm going to beat you like you stole something. I'm just letting you know. Like, I had to tell her. Like, I had to let her know what it was. The next move is on her. She had a homeboy next to her and everything. I'm like, well. Man, it's going to be bad for you because I'm about to, man, look, whatever your homeboy do, I ain't even going to feel it, I promise you, because you got me so pissed. I'm about to just, I don't even look at you like a chick right now. I look at you like a dude. You're about to get your ass whipped, for real. You know what I mean? So it was one of those situations. And, yeah, a lot of doms do tend to, it's like different levels. And I'm not all the way tapped into the LGBT community. So, they might have different names for different levels. If they do, I don't know because I'm not a member of the community. But I don't knock it. Like, I really don't. Like, shout out to the LGBT community. I don't knock it. You know what I mean? At all. Like, if you're a cool person and you mind your business and you chill and you're not about drama, then you good with me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, cool. Like, you know what I mean? Salute. Do you. You know what I mean? But, no.
So, ask you this. So, if you have a daughter, and she's
my
being...
My daughter's not being a lesbian. No.
Oh. But you always knew, though, that she was a tomboy from the very beginning.
No,
you know,
my daughter will not be a lesbian. No. But she's going to have mom and dad... Is there going to be no real reason, you know, because some people aren't good parents. Let's just be real. Like, sometimes the outcome of the kids as far as, like, you know, what's going on upstairs, the parents play a big role. And a lot of these parents are so busy going around that the fathers are too busy chasing other women and smoking weed and hanging with the fellas and going to the strip club. The women are too busy trying to look cute, trying to become the next reality star, you know, trying to be the diva, the queen diva of Facebook and Instagram, and trying to be the hottest chick in the club, walking around with a $300 outfit and their kids' nappy heads and Payless shoes. You know what I mean? Like, some people aren't good parents. Some people neglect their kids and too busy worried about their own lives and not invested in their kids' lives or not enough. And sometimes that plays a role in the outcome. Let's just be real. That's not going to be the case. That's not the case in my household now, and it's not about to be the case. Like, my daughter is going to have all the love and attention and affection in the world that she could ever ask for, plus some. You know what I mean? So it's going to be no real reason unless she just felt like this is, that's just one of those situations where she's just like, you know, some people say that just ever since they was born, they felt like this was them. You know what I mean? But, you know, God willing, that won't happen to me, you know? It almost feels like a curse, like you had to have done something to deserve that. If you're a person that, you know, that sees life from, I say, maybe not necessarily religious, but spiritual, because I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. I got a relationship and a good bond and connection with my God. And, you know, like, like, I don't knock other people, but I'm not trying to see my kids be like that. Like, I'm not raising homosexuals. I'm not raising lesbians. Like, no. You're going to be straight, God dang it. I mean, once you get grown, I can't change that. But you're not going to be gay in this house.
So you're going to kick them out?
You're not being gay in this house. That's all I know. You know, so I can't control what you do with your sex life and all of that stuff, but I can control what happens under my roof. If you're a girl, you're not going to be dressing like a boy. You're not going to talk to me like you a boy. You know, you're not even going to be a real, like, big tomboy. Well, you can be a tomboy, but I better not get to even remotely feel like that you're an actual lesbian, you know. And I better not, same thing, I better not get the feeling that you're an actual homosexual. Because I'm going to ask you, we're going to ever talk about it. And if you are, it's not going to play out good for you. It's really not. Because I'm not having that in my household. Like, I'm not raising gay kids. You know what I mean? So some people probably think I'm a horrible person for that. And that's cool. This is a free country. It's freedom of speech. You know, lay it on me. It's all good. Because I don't have no issues with the LGBT community. I'm just not raising gay kids. Like, I'm not doing it. Like, I'm not. Like, no.
Wow. So if your daughter is a dom and she got pregnant,
if my daughter is a dom and she sticks to that and she's like, this is who I am, take it or leave it, I'll take option B for
$500. Well,
nah. I don't want it, man. For real. Like, nah. Nope. Not accepting it. Nope.
So you wouldn't accept the grandchild then?
No, I accept my grandchild. Well, if my daughter's a dom, then how where's a child coming into play at? And that she, I mean, what, is she saying she's one of the doms that got pregnant?
Yeah.
My grandchild don't have nothing to do with it. Yeah, of course. But she probably ain't going to want me to even see my grandchild because she's going to know I don't have a relationship with her. So she's probably going to punish me for that and not let me see my grandchild, probably. Because she would have known she got put out and all of that stuff. So, you know what I mean? Like, nah, I'm not raising. Nah, that's dead. That's just dead. It's just, you know what I mean? You got these rules, you know what I mean? Every household got their own rules. Parents got their own rules. Like, You know, it's just different rules. You know what I mean? Most people would probably say if they find out that their child is a rapist, they probably would put them out. But some people would probably say, that's still your child, rapist or not. Well, that's their prerogative. You know what I mean? It's, what level crosses the line for you? Now your kids are deaf, but there's only been so much you're going to put up with, even from your own kids.
You know, a rapist,
you know what I mean?
A rapist is different than...
It's a different level, but that's depending on how you view things. It depends on your morals and your own beliefs. You know what I mean? Because everybody's morals and beliefs aren't the same. They're not the same. Yeah, but I'm not having it. I'm not having it. It's not going to go down here. So if you're going to be gay, you better find a way to keep it under wraps. You know, it's hard to do it these days because it's like it's become so acceptable in society, especially with females. It might slip out without you even realizing it because it's not like, you know, back in the day, it's not like in the 50s. It's not like 100 years ago and stuff where you are outcast. For a woman, it's almost nationally accepted. Like, it's not that bad being a gay woman in America, but it's bad being a gay guy. Like, gay guys are still considered outcasts somewhat, but it's still a lot better for them too. But the women, what? Man, a woman be in the hood chilling with regular, like, nothing. Like, it's nothing. Like, it's nothing at all. Like, women go as far, they confident enough. Lesbians are confident enough to try to holler at a woman that's coming up the street, don't even know if she's gay or not. Because there ain't going to be no, what? Why you disrespecting me, yo? Yo, I will kill you. Who you talking to? Like, you know what I mean? But let a gay guy try to holler at a straight guy. It's going to be all types of ugly. You know what I mean? But it's just... Women and men just, they it's different. You know, with a guy, that's the ultimate violation right there. And if you don't...
Because men think that another woman, you know, a woman being lesbian is sexy. For a man, everybody thinks it's disgusting, you know, and that's why most men are not accepted.
Unless it's a dom that's like, even though she a dom, when she take them clothes off, that body's still banging. If you can't say that, then we not really feeling it. If she a dom and she ain't got no body or nothing, and she a dom, it's really like looking at a dude, like we really not interested. We like femmes. We like two feminine chicks going at it. Well, we not really into doms going at it. We're not really into that because dom will want to throw the strap on and all that. Another thing that's, like, crazy to me about the whole dom situation is you a dom and you claim yourself to be, like, you know, I'm one of the fellas, like, you know what I mean? If that's the type of dom you are, do you let a woman, like, suck on your tits? Like, do you go, because ain't that's, like, wouldn't that be considered, like, a violation? Like, that's, like, too feminine, right? Like, you can't be feminine, right? So if you let another woman eat you out, or suck on your tits or something. Ain't that like, ain't that a violation of your dominance? Like, so I'll be like, kind of like confused. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, doms to me are more confusing than homosexuals. Homosexuals, like, straight, clean cut. You know what it is. But the doms, it's so many levels and it's, I don't know, man. Like, I don't knock it, but it is kind of like a little hypocrisy to me. Because unless you, like, all right, so you a dom. All right, so you a dom. So you're basically saying, I'm talking about, like, you a top-notch level. Like, you a A-class dom, right? So it's like, all right, so that means you can't get ate out. You can't have your titties sucked. You can't let a female touch your, you know, play with your butt. Because if you're trying to be like a dude, no, that's a violation. Your woman can't, like, you know, play with your butt, stick her fingers up your butt, can't suck on your tits, can't eat you out. You really can't do nothing but throw the strap on. That's the only thing that can, you know what I mean? It's like, all right, that's not, you know, a violation, you know, as far as, like, that's not, like, that doesn't make you, that isn't, like, hypocritical, but I don't know. It's crazy. And then you know, you sit here and try to figure, think about that. It's, like, confusing, right? Because it's like, yo, well, where do you get your stimulation? Only from the strap-on, like the vibrator or something? But no, vibrator, that's feminine. Everything that stimulates a female is a feminine act. You know what I mean? So you can't get penetrated in no type of way, shape, or form. You can't have your titties sucked. Like, what type of stimulation can you get? Because if you're getting ate out, that's you really are being, like, hypocritical, because it's like, you know, that's feminine. That's a coochie. That's a vagina. You know what I mean? Like, nah, that can't be used. But then how you going to get off? You see what I'm saying? It's like crazy. That's why a lot of men don't really take the dominance like that serious, because we know that it's like when it comes to being a man, you are, when it comes to being a man, like, manliness and dominance and pride, all of that stuff is, like, more important than almost life itself. Like, if you lose your pride, if you lose what makes you a man, you know, then you're worthless. So it ain't no second chances. You gotta always be on guard to protect your man, to protect your manhood. But one thing I noticed about doms is they say that you know, they kind of portray like this is what it is, but then you find out that, you know, she is getting ate out. She is getting her titties sucked. You find out she do like her girl's finger going up her butt. You know what I mean? And on top of that, now she's pregnant. So you weren't a true dom. I feel like if you're a true dom, you true, like, I'm a dominant chick. This is the lifestyle I live and represent. Men are disgusting. Don't disrespect me like that. Ask me what I get penetrated. I will smack you for disrespecting me like that. If you ain't going to ask a dude that, don't ask me that. If that's the lifestyle you living, then you got to live up to it, or you just a hypocrite. So that means no getting ate out, no getting your titties sucked or nothing. You throw that strap on and, you know, get off that way. You know what I mean?
Well, sorry.
Because it's like, damn, you a woman, Nizzy. If you take away all those elements, how can a woman get off, Nizzy? Like, if you take away all those elements, because all those elements are, like, sexy, but you can't be doing sexy stuff. So, I mean, you can do whatever you want, but it just make you a hypocrite. But if you take away those elements, anything that sounds like, damn, that sounds sexy, then how can a woman get off? Like, give me a way a woman can get off that
you
doesn't.
Can't. I'm telling you, you can't. No other way, you can't.
We like the strap on, right? You can get that. You can't get the vibrator. That's straight. That's like some I'm my own girlfriend type stuff. That's super feminine. So you definitely can't get the vibrator. You can't do that. You can't get penetrated. That's the ultimate violation. You know what I mean? I guess most of us say, well, you know, if she's getting her titties sucked, that ain't that bad. But that's feminine to me. Is a woman getting her titties sucked feminine to you? Is that like a feminine act, sexual act to you, Nizzy?
Yeah.
Right. So you're a female, you agree that that's a feminine sexual act, like someone sucking on your nipple, giving you that stimulation. A guy can't have his nipple sucked. Nizzy, if you find out your boyfriend like to have his nipple sucked, would you find that a little weird and kind of like feminine and kind of gay?
I don't know.
That he like to get his nipple sucked?
Oh. Yeah, if he asked me to suck his nipple, then I would go a little gay.
Right, you see what I'm saying? You gotta live. You're trying to be a dude, then you gotta live the lifestyle of a dude. You can't do those things that violate. You know what I mean? And then, so then, turn around and get pregnant is like the ultimate. Like, that is the ultimate contradiction. So, which, and that's what makes me so confused. I be wondering, like, I'm seeing these doms walking around 8 months pregnant. I think my water might have broken. I'm just thinking, like, yo, you hear yourself? Yo, how you even allow this to happen? Now, if you got rates, that's a different story. You know, and I feel, you know, I feel for anybody that has to go through that. That's not cool. And you don't get no points taken away, and you don't want to kill your baby. You don't want to have an abortion, which I think is the sucker way out, unless it's for medical reasons. You know, unless you got a condition that gives it a high risk. You know, that then salute. You know, do what you gotta do. But other than that, I think it's a coward way out. You know what I mean? So I'm like, if that happened, you know, may God be with you, you in my prayers, all that good stuff, no knock whatsoever. Whatsoever. But other than that, if you said, you know what, cause one thing I know, right, is a lot of females, like, you know, that a lot of lesbians that represent the dominant community, they feel like, well, I want to have a baby. Because, like, you know, it's like, you look at it like, well, why don't you have your girlfriend have a baby, right? But if they break up, that's not her baby. She ain't got no legal rights, no nothing. You know what I mean?
So that's just it.
And I guess some of them, like, kind of want it to something that's theirs that nobody can ever take away. But I'm just like, well, you could adopt. But I guess being adopting and having something come from you, not the same. But if you then you should be a femme. You should cross over and say, all right, look, I still only like women, but I'm a femme. Then it's no knock whatsoever. But it's like you're calling yourself a dom. Now you're a walking contradiction because you're a dom that's pregnant. You got penetrated. You let a dude ski up in you. I mean, he probably didn't hit it from the back and has your legs up. And you know you probably liked it too. You know what I mean? So that's just crazy.
Probably.
You know? I mean, now, we do know that you can get artificially inseminated.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that's pretty costly. So, I mean, if you did that, that's still, like, kind of gay to me. Because it's like, you know, that's still kind of, like, a violation. Because it's like, you still a sperm inside you, yo. But you a dumb, like, you know, that's nasty. Like, you don't, no sperm don't belong in you, man. Like, you're supposed to be, dominant. You're supposed to be walking around with your head held high and you got your little shoulder bot going on and you rolling dice with the fellas and you robbing people and all of that stuff. You part of the clique, you know what I mean? You ain't playing no games. You bought that life and all of that stuff. Well, I mean, welcome to womanhood. You just made the ultimate decision that, like, is the greatest, the biggest form of feminine and girliness by allowing yourself to get pregnant, even if you didn't get penetrated. Somebody's sperm inside you. You're gonna go through mood swings and cravings. You got to push and have somebody by your side, and you're going to be just pushing a stroller, and you know what I mean? Well, men push strollers too, but you're a woman doing it, so it's just different. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you went through a process that straight girl women go through to have, you know, to have that baby, and you did that. And it's like, it's just crazy to me, you know what I mean? It just don't make sense to me. I mean, it makes sense only in the perspective of, well, you want something that's yours and nobody can take away. I ain't gonna lie. It does in that sense, but it still don't, because it's like, well, you ain't think about that before you decide that this is the lifestyle you're gonna live. It's, to me, it's like being a OG gang member and being a pastor of the church at the same time. But how you gonna pastor the congregation and gangbang? Like, it's one or the other, you know what I mean? Like, you can't just be a hypocrite. You know, you can, but it just look crazy. It's, it just look crazy. Like it takes away all your stripes. So when I see doms walking around and they pregnant, I just look at them like pussy, just like any other female at that point. Like, you're just another chick. Like, those stripes gone. Like, those stripes gone, y'all. Like, if you ain't get raped, those stripes gone, y'all. My opinion. You know what I mean? Like, my opinion.
I see.
I mean, the artificial insemination, I'm okay with that. That I'm okay with. I can understand that. Regardless, you got to have some type of sperm inside you to get pregnant. You know, think about it. They want to have a kid, and they have a chance to have their own child, well, at least one of them. And they want a child of their own. So that's kind of understandable, but, you know, letting a man inside you, then you're really flipping the script a little bit. Because if you're a lesbian, then you're a lesbian. You don't want no dick whatsoever.
No, if you're a dominant, like, well, yeah, you're right. Because the whole thing is, if you're a lesbian, you're a lesbian. You're right. If you still want wood, then that means you bi. You can't say you're a lesbian. You're bisexual. So it's crazy to me to see these women with 3-4 kids talking about, I'm a lesbian. You're not a lesbian. You're bisexual. I don't like dick no more. Well, it's too late. You've already had it. Like, you can't do that. Like, there's no such thing as a born-again virgin. You know what I mean? Like, once that penetration happened, it's a wrap. Like,
yep.
That's it. That's it. You know what I mean? You will forever be bi. Because, yeah, you feel that way now, but history has already shown that you have the ability to engage in a man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's
like,
true.
Like, same thing with a guy. Like, you had sex with a woman, you will forever be bi. Like, people are going to say homosexual because, see, with men, we feel like you don't deserve to be called anything else other than that, because you get all your manly stripes taken away for engaging in sexual acts with another man. So anything that makes you feel good, makes you feel like you still are a man, makes you feel like good about yourself, we try to take that away because you really feel like you're like a piece of trash, like, you know what I mean? And I say we, I'm just saying men in general, I don't necessarily feel that way, but I'm saying men in general, like, we look down on homosexual men. That's just the harsh reality of it.
Men do, and that's why a lot of gay men don't feel accepted. Because women, we are okay with it regardless. But it's just that men, straight men, they don't agree with it whatsoever. And they'll say, ew, look at that fag. So how can they, you know, how can they even feel comfortable coming out and being accepted?
Gay men do have it. They do have it, to me, a lot harder than gay women, you know, because I can't tell you how many. Let me ask you a question, Nizzy. Would you date a bisexual man?
No.
See? Right? Women are really quick to jump to the defense of gay men when straight men speak down on them, but then you ask a straight woman, would she smash a bisexual dude, and she says no instantly. You know, and it's like, well, what about that bisexual man that's still like woman too? He got to, like, still be in the closet because not only he got to deal about, you know, not having no male friends no more once they find out he's gay, they don't want nothing to do with him, but no woman wants to date him neither. So it's like they have it, you know, they got it rough. You know what I mean?
I didn't see it with men, that's what I believe now. With men,
there's no bisexual. You either you gay or you not.
That's not true. I mean, we do that because, like I was saying, men, we want to take that title away from you because we don't want you feeling like anything, like we feel like you're not deserving of that title of anything other than that because, you know, you said, well, you bi. It's like, well, it's not that, like, you're not somebody that just, you're not, like, necessarily a bottom. You're not somebody that just get bent over and get done in your butt. You know what I mean? Like, you like women, too, so you got some sense of manliness left. Like, we do try to take that away. But in reality, yo, realistically, if you like both, you're bisexual. Bisexual pertains to both men and women. You know what I mean? To be realistic about it.
I don't think so, but hey, to each of them.
I'm just saying, well, for women, right, why do y'all defend the gay men but won't smash him, though? Like, what if he like women? What if he wants some coochie? You said this dude is attractive. And if he was straight, you would do him. All right, he's gay. He's bi. Like, he likes men, but he likes women, too. He trying to go. Why can't he get none?
He ain't getting nothing from me.
You know, so that's what we got to figure out. That's a whole other discussion right there. Like, why what issue does a straight woman have with a gay man?
I think it's just the idea of that man, that manly man, being with another man, let another man, you know, stick his dick in his butthole. That is the thought in my head. That is my thought. Like, I don't even want nobody going through, you know, touching mine. Why the hell would you let somebody touch yours? Like, that is my thought process right there. That's all I see. That's all I would see is him fucking another man. And I wouldn't feel comfortable with it. I just couldn't. I couldn't do it. I could not do it.
That stuff is interesting, you know. It really is. I'll be sitting there thinking, like, yo, like, you know, I don't know, man. I guess I'm gonna have to, like, have some discussions with some members of the LGBT community and get some more answers, because it's like, you know, I got my perspective and all of that, but I'm not a member of the LGBT community, you know what I mean? So I'm just a guy with an opinion, you know what I mean? I just try to use my own morals and common sense and views on life to put it in my own perspective, you know what I mean?
Right.
But there's not a person on this earth, like, convince me of a dominant lesbian getting pregnant, convince me that that's just, like, it's not hypocritical, it's natural, you know what I mean? I just feel like, yo, you might as well just go ahead and just call yourself bi or something, you know what I mean? And just, you know, like, there's no point in trying to act and talk and swag yourself out like a dude, and you sitting here getting bent over, getting tore out the frame, getting skeeted in and pregnant. You know what I mean? It just don't make sense to me.
I mean, that's the same way I feel about, like, bisexual men. It's like, how can you let another man, you know, fuck you in the bowl and then want to be with a female sitting there eating her coochie and you just suck dick? Like,
you know what? But see, all right, so how I feel about that, right, is like, well, you know, just like, all right, Nizzy, you're bisexual. You had been with a woman before. You know what I mean? It was just like you represent that community. Like, yo, you been with a woman before. So it's just like, it was just, that's what you was feeling at the moment. Maybe he's more into women, but he, every now and then, he want to take a dude and bend him over, you know?
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Maybe every now and then he wanted to even bend somebody over or get bent over, but he might still like women more. Well, you share that same story because you're into men, you're not into women currently, but you've been with a woman before. So you who's better suited to answer that question than you?
It's different for women.
So a woman can be bi, but the man doesn't make sense to you, but it makes sense for a woman because you've done it.
No, not just because I've done it. It just makes more sense.
Why?
Because, and deep down, every woman is bi.
Oh, really? Oh my God. I know so many women that would challenge that. But you know what? Most women that I know of at some point, you know what's crazy about your statement, Nizzy? Most women that I know of at some point, they show me some type of sign of possible bi-curiousness. And that is crazy when you think about that. Like, yo, it's amazing. It's mind-boggling to me the amount of women that seem to be bi-curious at some stage in their life. Like, you say, hold up, dude. I was just kind of like, whoa, that's a little extra right there. Would you like women or something? Oh, no, I ain't even like that. Da-da-da-da-da. Well, hold up. Y'all went to sleep in the same bed? Y'all went to sleep in a twin bed naked?
What?
Like, damn. Like, it's not even that much space. Like, I know y'all titties was all up on each other. No, we girls, we can do that. No, that's different, though. Like, that's some other stuff. Like, it's like, no, but I'm straight. You know? Or like, no, you know, she asked me to rub my titties, so I did it, you know, because her titties was hurting. No, I ain't gay, though. I ain't gay. I ain't attracted to a woman. It's like, well, that's still kind of, like, borderline. Like, I'm just saying. You've been staring a little extra long, too. Like, you sure? Like, just little stuff like that, yo, that's making you think, like, you know what I mean? Like, the ability for women to be able to be around each other naked and it's cool. You know what I mean? Hey, man, I never seen none of my male cousins or homies or anybody naked. You know what I mean? Only way I ever seen email naked. If it wasn't a porno, we was gangbanging something. That's it. And I ain't look. You know what I mean? Just like, you know what I mean? Might have did what we did, but I ain't look. You know what I mean? He was over there, I was over there. Pass this way, pass that way. Boom, keep it moving. Like, not, you know what I mean? So when I see a woman, y'all swear, y'all, everything is cool. It's a woman. We can get away with it. Like, it's natural. Like, nah, man. Y'all be vicarious, y'all. You right about your statement. Because, like, nah, that being naked around each other and can you rub my clit for me? My clit is sore and stuff. Oh, no, I ain't gay. I'm just doing this as a favor for my friend. And y'all can take showers together, but y'all not gay and all this stuff, man. That's some other type stuff, y'all. Yo, can you change my pad for me?
Ew. You doing
too. Yo.
Nasty. You're going too far.
Yo, that's crazy, y'all. That is crazy, man. But, you know, basically, man, I'm just saying, like, I can't stress enough, though. Like, doms just don't belong pregnant, yo. If you a dom, right, and you get pregnant, as long as you hang up your dom jersey, yo, I'm not a dom no more. I want to have a baby. I don't have a right to call myself this. Like, you can't be a snitch and still call yourself a gangster. Gangsters don't snitch. You know what I mean? You can't snitch and still be an official gangbanger. Niggas is coming for your head. You know what I mean? You can't do that. Same thing. I feel like, yo, you shouldn't be able to still call yourself that in that lifestyle. And you sitting here getting tore up. You know what I mean? You sitting here having orgasms. This nigga tearing you up. Tearing that pussy up. Skeeting in you, getting you pregnant. And you still talking about... You still talking about, yeah, you a dumb, you that nigga, not a nigga tried you. You still, you know what I mean? Walking up and down the street like you Debo. But a nigga penetrating your coochie, yo, like that's crazy to me. Pregnant or not, yo, a nigga penetrating, a male penetrating a dominant woman's vagina is hypocrisy to me. Oh, yo, we was drunk, yo. No, yo, we was drunk, yo. I was like, no, man, you freaking bi, man. Get out of here. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so you got one opportunity with me. Once I see that you've allowed yourself, you've had sexual acts with a male, and it wasn't by force, you don't got that strike with me. Yeah, you a dumb, you gay, but it's like, whatever. It ain't like, oh, yeah, she official. Like, she would never do that. It's like, oh, no, nah, you just confused. You know what I mean? Baby or not, no excuse. Like, you can adopt. I understand that adopting is not the same, but it's like, yo, that just goes to show you that it wasn't really meant for people to, like, you know, that's why I was meant. If everybody was gay, the world wouldn't exist no more. So that just kind of goes to show you that, yo, that's the punishment of choosing that lifestyle. Like, yo, two males can't do it, two females can't do it. You know what I mean? So it's like, yo, I feel like, yo, if you a dumb, that's a decision you should be willing to live with, yo, like to not have biological kids. Because if you're a dumb, dominant woman anyway, like, children need their father and children need a mother. You know what I mean? So if you got a girlfriend, they can still have a motherly figure, you know what I mean? Even if you adopted, you know what I mean? Or you had your own, whatever, like, they can still have a motherly type figure. I'm sure you're not going to play the mother role. Well, that's really hypocrisy. You're probably going to play that dad type of role, but yo, you a woman. You will never be a man. You'll never know what it feels like to have a penis. You know what I mean? Like, you'll never know what it feels like to have balls. Like, you won't. You'll never know. You know, you can try to simulate in your mind and practice in the mirror how to get your swagger up and work on your voice and all that, but you're still a woman at the end of the day. Sex change, whatever. You're still a woman at the end of the day. You can't get a woman pregnant. You're still a woman. Like, children need a father. Children need a mother. They need both. You know what I mean? So I'm not even really in. There's like no knock for me, but I'm not really in favor of children not being having that opportunity to have both parents in their life. It's like it's like not fair for them. It's like so selfish to me that a person makes that decision, they're going to bring a child in this world and give them two mothers or two fathers, and they're not going to get that all-around balance that's crucial in a child's upbringing. You know what I mean? Like, they need that balance. You know what I mean? It's just, so I'm not in favor of that. You know what I mean? So I don't know, yo. That's just how I feel at the end of the day, Nizzy. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just not in favor of a child having two same-sex parents. Like, they need both. My opinion. You know what I mean? My opinion. I mean, what about you? Like, you feel like you feel like a child having an upbringing with same-sex parents could still have. I mean, because you can still be a good parent. Regardless of your sexual status, you know what I mean? Regardless of that, regardless of your sexuality, you can still be a good parent. But do you think that children coming up with the lack of a father or the lack of a mother, do you think that they, like, are set to have the same type of roundedness and all the things that come with, you know, children that have both parents, all the attributes that come with that? Do you think they're set up to have that same type of jump start on life?
I mean, no, I don't think so, because If it's a young male and he has no male role models to look up to, you know, it is going to change how he grows up, unless as he gets older, he gets some kind of mentor in his life. But especially a young male needs some kind of male figure in their life. Because a lot of them, you know, they end up in the street. They end up hustling. And I personally have witnessed it. Like, you know, a family member, he has never grew up with his father at all. His father had nothing to do with him. And his whole life, he's been in the street because of it. He had no male role model, you know, and it affected him. He ended up getting into trouble. He's been locked up, I can say, over 50 times. And he told me, you know, prison to him is, that's how many times he's been. So it does affect, especially for young females, too, if they grow up without a mother or a father. It can affect them. So I do think it does affect, you know, when there is one parent, only one parent. Now, some grow up just fine. You know, they go to school, they go to college, they have great careers, and they're good. And end up having a good life. Mentally, they may be a little messed up because they miss that other parent, but they go on with life just fine. But a lot of times, they really don't.
Yeah, man. I mean, at the end of the day, the stuff that I say is my opinion, but, you know, to each their own, because that's going to be, you know, your kids or whatever you bring up, but whatever situation you get in, create for yourself, that's you. And, you know, I share my opinion, but that's as far as it goes. You'll never see me out there holding a sign protesting, you know. You'll never see me, like, trying to, like, you know, dropping, like, you know, you'll never see me having rants or, you know, like posting something online crazy about it and just going into a frenzy or nah, ain't gonna be none of that. Just share my opinion on it, just a guy with an opinion, but at the end of the day, to each their own. What you doing ain't having no effect on, a negative effect on me or mine. So, you know, because, you know, sometimes stuff might sound, you know, you hear an opinion, it might sound like, this dude's really a dick. Like, no, I'm not. I'm, you know, one of the most down-to-earth people you meet if you have a conversation with me. It's just, you know, my views are my views. I feel strongly on them. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean? If you're a good person and you ain't affecting, that you ain't adding a negative contribution to society, you are in my book. You do you, I do me, you know what I mean? And it's no hate. Like, it's no need, you know what I mean? Some people just be extra. Like, some people just, like, all, like, gay people just belong, like, sitting be here and all that. Like, that's just extra. There's just no need for that. Like, yo, to each their own. Like, if it ain't affecting you, like, it ain't nothing. It ain't having no effect in your life. It ain't changing nothing in your life or your family. Like, why does it mean that much to you? Like, have your opinion, but shouldn't, like, you know, really wish, you know, like, negativity on that person or something. Like, it should never be that serious, in my opinion. You know what I mean? So, you know, just you know, putting that out there, letting the listeners know that at the end of the day, even though I share my opinion, I'm still a cool dude, man. You know what I mean? Like, LGBT community is definitely welcome on It's Real Talk Radio. We already had the epitome of LGBT. I mean, you know, we had a transgender on the show. So that just goes to show that, you know, we don't, you know, really discriminate, you know, like we welcome anybody, like, you know what I mean, to come share. Actually, I thought that was one of the more interesting shows we've had, like, you know what I mean, that show. It was so different.
It was. You actually learned a whole lot, too. It was a really good show. I learned a couple good things. I know Tay did, because...
Oh, you know, I definitely did, you know what I mean, for sure. And, you know, one thing that I learned, I might have knew it before then, but I know after that show, I definitely... You know, seeing how real it was transgender men. I always get confused. Okay, I just want to make sure I'm saying it right. A male that converted over to a woman. I guess a transgender. What is that, Nizzy? You got transgender woman or transgender man?
There's a transgender man.
All right, that's a transgender man. Okay. Like, they do not appreciate being called a man. I mean,
Whoa.
No. They don't appreciate, being called a man if they got the conversion done and now consider themselves a woman. They don't appreciate being called a man. Still. You know what I mean? It's not even something you have to second guess. That's just what it is. Like, I definitely, at the end of the show, I seen how real that was because I had to, like, you know, make sure I didn't violate my guess and do that anyway because, like, I'm the type of person that I'm not going to call a man a woman. I'm not going to call a woman a man. Like, whatever you were born, if I know that's what you were born, that's what I'm going to call you. That's what I'm going to refer to you as. But, you know, what I do to adjust for that is just call the person by their name. Try to make a conscious effort to not say he or her, if you want to be identified as a man. You know, I mean, try not to say her.
Oh,
yeah, her.
God.
You know what I mean? Her or she. She or her, if you want to be identified as a man.
Oh,
or he or him, if you want to be identified as a woman. You know what I mean? I would, you know, just call you by your name. But I will not. Like, I refuse to call if you were born, Darnell Smith, meaning you are born a man, yeah, I'll call you Danielle if that's the name that your new name or whatever, but I'm not going to ever refer to you as a her. Never. Because that violates my own morals and beliefs. You know what I mean? But, you know, I'll at least call you by your name and just make a conscious effort to not refer to you by gender, you know. Do that make me a dick? Like, do you think I sound like a dick right now, Lizzie?
I mean, you sound like a man.
There's so many men that would handle it so much, more, like, you know, a different way. Like, you know what I mean? I think compared to most men, most straight men, I would say I handle it pretty well compared to most straight men. It's like F them and F all of them because they da-da-da-da. And it's just like it shouldn't be that serious, but to a lot of straight men, they get, like, pissed when they even have to talk about it. Like, it's that serious to them.
It really is.
I don't know. I try, y'all. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I don't want to give nobody a reason to hate me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not that person that's like, F y'all. Matter of fact, this show right here is being placed in the LGBT category. You know what I mean? Because we embrace the LGBT community. You know what I mean? That's of everything. everything from sports to music to fashion, whatever you can think of, like, you know what I mean? And whatever you're involved in, you probably wouldn't be able to do it as successfully as you're doing it without the LGBT community. So you had to be a fool to shut out the LGBT community and think that you don't need them. You need them. They don't need you. You need them because, you know, they're a big part of, like, tickets being sold and all types of business happening. You know what I mean? They're a big part of social media, a big part of everything. So shout out to the LGBT community. Everything I said was my opinion, own personal opinion, but I do have love for the LGBT community, and they are definitely welcome on It's Real Talk Radio anytime. You know what I mean? No, not. It's nothing but love, just a God with an opinion, and that's it. You know what I mean? Nizzy, any final words?
No.
You gotta give us something. You gotta give us a little Jerry Springer, okay. You know what I mean? Final thoughts, take us home.
Stay true.
Stay true to who you are?
Yeah. I'm getting tired, that's why.
I'm sitting here like, okay, that's it? I feel like I just said all this and you're like, stay true. I want to hear more, God dang it.
You
give me
say
more
it
than
all,
that.
You say it all for me. You said it all.
I'm still waiting. I'm still like, okay. Stay true is just not, that's not enough. That's not
I
enough.
I told you, that's how I feel. Stay true to you.
What is your final thoughts on... What is your final thought on...
Oh, my goodness.
A pregnant dom. What is your final thought on that actual particular view, like that actual, that topic?
Don't do it.
And why would you say don't do it exactly?
Oh, my God.
No, you're not taking the easy way out. You're not taking the easy way out. Why would you say don't do it? I know I was running my mouth there almost the entire show. You know, of course it was my idea and all, but no, screw that. Final thoughts. Why would you say don't do it? Because what?
Well, you know what? Personally, I don't care. Like, do what you do. I have no problem with it. It is what it is. If you want to have a kid, have a kid. Regardless if you're a dom, butch, whatever. Have a child. Do what you feel is right. If that's what you want to do, then that's what you want to do. All
right, so you feel like no knock from your end. It wouldn't matter if, like, your sister, you know, or daughter or anybody, like, you know what I mean, decide to do that, and is that your niece or grandchild is going to have two mothers and not a father, or vice versa. You know what I mean? Like, none of that stuff would bother you. If your brother decided he's going to now cross over and become gay, and him and his boyfriend are going to have a child together, naturally they can't get pregnant, so probably get some chick pregnant, do some type of written contract or something, and take the baby and they raise him. Two fathers, no daughter, like that wouldn't, no knock, you wouldn't try to, you know, share your opinion on it with them. You wouldn't try to convince them to give the child a mother or nothing like that.
No. No. As long as the child has two parents, that's all that really matters. Mm-hmm. You love the child, you give the child what it needs, then why should it matter?
So you think a boy growing up with two fathers and no mom, but the other boyfriend, the bottom, or the feminine one of the relationship, like playing the role of the mother, like transgender or something like that, you think that would be healthy for, let's say if that was your nephew, you think that would be like a healthy upbringing? Like you think that could go smooth and it could be a normal functioning child in society?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, you know. Yeah, hey, everybody, you know, entitled to their own. You already know. Ain't no need for me to even say nothing because, you know, for the majority of the show, I already said my opinion, so you already know. But interesting you feel that way, you know what I mean? That's what's up, though. You know, definitely to each their own, you know what I mean? But shout out to the LGBT community. Hey, look, I told you I was going to get you to talk. I told you I was going to get you to say more, so mission accomplished.
You're an asshole for that.
No, it's all good. We're about to get out of here, man. You know what it is, man. You know, once again, shout out to the LGBT community. We're just two people with opinions, and, you know, that's just it. Just thought it was an interesting discussion to have. I always wanted to talk about it, and it would probably get revisited sometime down the road, but we're going to have a member or members of the LGBT community on the next time we talk about it. Make sure you catch us on iTunes for Apple users. Go to the iTunes store, type in It's Real Talk Radio, and check out all of our podcasts. Download them to your iPods, iPads, or whatever Apple products you have. You know what I mean? We got over 200 shows, so we didn't talk about every controversial thing you could possibly imagine, and so much more to come. It's Real Talk Radio. We'll catch y'all next week, man. Next Wednesday, man. It's what we do. This is how we do. Never know what we're going to talk about. I don't even know what we're going to talk about next week, for real. You know what I mean? But make sure you check us out, man. It's what we do. Stay real. Nizzy Nay, you know my computer jacked up. So play that outro and take us home.
You've been listening to It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Nizzy Nay. Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. Tweet us at It's Real Radio MP.